time to tell you about what is in my mind concerning our choir. You see how they sing the song. We need instruments for them, especially an instrument that they call orchestral instrument. And it will cost us some money. Therefore, I want to use this channel to inform you. As we are going to your word now, open our eyes to see what you want us to see. Open our ear to hear what you want us to understand, and push our heart to understand your vision through your word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let every soul that we hear your word be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not be the same.
Amen.
You will cast the vision of this world.
Amen.
And you will be blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Today's topic of the message is Forsaking God and its Danger, Part 2. Forsaking God and its Danger, Part 2. Last week, I preached about it.
mo soro Olorun nipa re.
Danger of forsaking God.
Ewu kiko Olorun sile.
But today,
sugbon ni oni,
the Spirit of God also told me that I should continue in it.
Emi Olorun so fun mi pe kin tesiwaju ninu re.
I should explain it more.
Emi Olorun so fun mi pe kin salaye re lekunrere fun wa.
What is the meaning of forsaking God?
Kini ituma kiko Olorun sile?
What are the dangers?
Kini awon ewu to wa ninu re?
What are the dangers in it?
Kini awon ewu to wa ninu re?
God wants you to understand it well.
Olorun fe ki o loye re dara dara.
In order to not fall in it.
Ki o mo ba subu sinu idekun re.
Therefore you will open your Bible into the Second Chronicle.
Nitori na o si Bible re sinu iwe Chronicle keji.
I will read chapter 12.
Maka ori kejila.
Verse 1 to 12.
Maka lati ese ikini.
Verse 1 to 12.
Si ese ikejila.
And it came to pass.
O si se.
When Rehoboam had established the kingdom.
Nigbati Rehoboam ti fi idi ijoba re mule.
And had strengthened himself, it forsook the law of the Lord.
This is ara re le o ko ofin Oluwa sile.
And all Israel with him.
Ati gbogbo Israel pelu re.
And it came to pass.
O si se.
That in the fifth year of King Rehoboam.
Ni odun karun Rehoboam oba.
Shisha king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
Ni Saki oba Egypt goke wa si Jerusalem.
Because they had transgress against their laws.
Nitori ti won ti dance si Oluwa.
With 1200 chariots.
Pelu egbefa keke.
And 3,000 horsemen.
Ati oke meta elesin.
And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt.
Awon eniyan ti o si ba ti Egypt wa ko niye.
The Lubims.
Awon ara Libya.
The Sukims.
Ati awon ara Sukim.
And the Ethiopians.
Ati awon ara Ethiopia.
And he took the first city which pertaining to Judah.
O si ko awon ilu olodi ti se ti Judah.
And came to Jerusalem.
O si wa si Jerusalem.
Then came Shimei the prophet to Rehoboam.
Nigba na ni Shimei woli ti Rehoboam wa.
And to the princes of Judah.
Ati awon ijoye Judah.
That were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak.
Ti o ko jopo si Jerusalem nitori Shishaki.
And said unto them.
O si wi fun won pe.
Thus say the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi.
You are forsaking me.
Eyin ti ko mi sile.
And therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak.
Nitori na ni emi o se fi le Shishaki lowo.
Therefore,
nitori na,
have I also left you in the hand of Shishak.
Ni emi o si se fi sile si owo Shishaki.
Where upon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves.
Nitori na ni awon ijoye Israeli ati oba re ara won sile.
And they said the Lord is righteous.
Won si wi pe Oluwa ni olododo.
And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves.
Nigba ti Oluwa si ri pe won re ara won sile.
The word of the Lord came to Shemaiah.
Oro Oluwa to Shimei wa.
Say.
Wi pe.
They have humbled themselves.
Won ti te ara won sile.
Therefore I will not destroy them.
Nitori na ni emi ki yo run
won. But I will grant them some deliverance.
Sugbon emi o fun won ni igbala die.
I my wrath shall not be poured out upon Israel by the hand of Caesar.
Ati yo da ibinu mi sori Jerusalem nipa owo Shishaki.
Nevertheless they shall be his servant.
Sugbon won o ma se iranse re.
That they may know my service.
Ki won ki o le mo isin
mi. And the service of the kingdom of the country.
Ati isin ijoba ile won.
So Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Shishaki ọba Egypt gòkè wá sí Jerusalem.
And took away the treasures of the house of the Lord.
Ó sì kó ìṣúra ilé Olúwa lọ.
And the treasure of the king's house.
Àti ìṣúra ilé ọba.
He took all.
Ó sì kó gbogbo rẹ̀.
He carried away all the shares of gold which Solomon had made.
Ó sì kó àwọn aṣàwúrà lọ pẹ̀lú.
Instead of which King Rehoboam made shares of brass.
Reba mo ba si se aside ni ipo won.
And committed them to the hand of the chief of the guard.
O si fi won le owo olori eso tin toju ona ile oba.
That kept the entrance of the king's house.
Tin toju ona ile oba.
And when the king entered into the house of the Lord.
O si se nigba kugba ti oba ba wo ile Oluwa lo.
The guard came and fetched them.
Awon eso ade won si ko won wa.
And brought them again into the guard's chamber.
Won si ko won pade.
And when he opened his mouth.
Nigba ti o si re ara re sile.
The wrath of the Lord turned from him.
Ibinu Oluwa yi pada kuro lodo re.
That he would not destroy him altogether.
Ti ko fi run patapata.
And also in Judah thing went well.
Ni Judah pelu ohun rere si nbe.
God will bless you as you hearing the word of God.
Olorun o bu ko fun obi o tin gbo oro na.
Once again,
like I see,
the topic of the message that you are hearing now is forsaking God and its danger.
Koko oro Olorun ti o gbo oni ewu kiko Olorun sile.
This passage that I read unto you,
ibi ti mo ka fun wa yi,
is concerning the king Rehoboam kingdom.
O so nipa ijoba Rehoboam oba.
It is when he was reigning in Jerusalem.
Nigba ti Rehoboam joba ni Jerusalem.
Rehoboam is a son of Solomon.
Rehoboam o je omo Solomon.
And he is the first king to reign after the division of Israelites.
O si ni oba akoko to koko je nigba ti Israel ti pin si orisi meji.
They divided into two parts.
Won pin si orisi ona meji.
One in Samaria and one in Judah.
Ikan ni Samaria ati ikan ni Judah.
One from David's side and another one from Jeroboam's side.
Okan ni ti igun ti David ati ikeji ni igun ti Jeroboam.
This Rehoboam, son of Solomon.
Rehoboam ti a pe ni omo Solomon yi.
The Bible says.
Ibele so wi pe.
He forsook the Lord, the law of the Lord.
Pe o ko ofin Oluwa sile.
And all the Israelites followed him.
Ati gbogbo Israel pelu re.
They follow him.
Awon omo Israel won tele.
As he forsook the law of the Lord.
Bo ti ko ofin Oluwa sile, awon omo Israel na ko ofin Oluwa sile.
And the Bible told us here that because he had transgressed against the Lord.
Bible so fun ni bi pe tori pe o ti ko ofin Oluwa sile, o ti se lodi si Oluwa.
Allow something, some enemy to rise up against him.
Olorun wa fi aye gba awon ota lati didi ogun si.
They rose up against him.
Won didi ogun si.
All these things.
Gbogbo awon nkan wonyi.
Is for our own benefit.
O je anfani fun wa.
They wrote it down.
Won ko awon nkan wonyi sile.
Because of our generation.
Nitori iran yi.
In order to know how God deal with his people.
Ki a le ba ma bi Olorun ti ma ba awon eniyan re lo.
And to learn from their life.
Ka si le ba akeko ninu aye won.
What made them fall and what made them rise up.
Ohun ti o mu won goke ati ohun ti o mu won subu.
In this passage.
Ni ese yi.
We see how this king Rehoboam. How he behaved.
Ari ninu ese bibeli bi Rehoboam bo se wuwa.
What he did.
Ohun ti o se.
And what did to unto him.
Ohun ti a ti se si.
The Bible said he forsook the law of the Lord.
Bibeli so wipe o ko ofin Oluwa sile.
And all the Israelites with him.
Ati gbogbo Israel pelu re.
And in the fifth year of his reigning.
Ni odun karun ijoba re.
King of Egypt came up against him.
Oba Egypt wa lati bajagun.
He said because he has transgressed against the Lord.
Nitori pe o ti ko ofin Oluwa sile.
He has transgressed against the Lord.
Nitori ti o ti dese si
Oluwa. And when the king of Egypt come against him.
Nigbati oba Egypt wa lati ba ja yi.
You don't have rest of mind no more. You have no more rest.
Ko ni alaafia mo.
You run here and there.
O wa nsare kakiri.
With all his with citizen.
Pelu gbogbo awon omo ilu Israel.
All the Israelites.
Pelu awon omo Israel.
They are running here and there.
Won sare lati bi kan
si bi kan. They can't confront the enemy.
Won o le ba awon otaja.
They can't confront him.
Won o le ba awon otaja.
Both king and the Israelites.
Oba ati gbogbo awon omo Israel.
They are running up and down.
Won sare kakiri.
Along the line when they are run.
Nibi ti won ti sare kakiri yi.
They met one prophet.
Wori woli Olorun kan
called Shemaya.
And ta pe ni Shemaya.
And he told them.
O si so fun won.
Told them that you king.
O so fun pe iwo oba.
The reason why you have this problem.
Idi ti o fi ni soro yi.
It is because you are forsaking God.
Nitori pe o ti ko Olorun sile ni.
You are forsaking God.
O ti ko Olorun sile.
You are forsaking God.
O ti ko Oluwa sile.
Therefore also he also left you in the hand of enemy.
Idi ni ti Oluwa fi yonda re fun ota.
Listen to this message well.
Farabale gbo oro Olorun yi daadaa.
I want you to know the real meaning of forsaking God.
Olorun fe ko mo itumo pato ti kiko Olorun tumo sile mi.
Know the danger in it.
Ko si ma awon ewu tin da ninu re.
Because Jeroboam Rehoboam forsook God.
Nitori pe Rehoboam ko Olorun sile.
God also handed he over him unto the hand of enemy.
Olorun na pelu o fi sile fun awon ota lati pon loju.
God handed him over unto the hand of enemy.
Olorun yonda Rehoboam sile fun ota lati pon loju.
They did something.
Sugbon won si ohun kan.
When the prophet prophesied unto them.
Nigbati woli eni Olorun soro Olorun
fun won. Prophet told them the secret.
Woli eni Olorun o so asiri.
This is what you did.
Awon nkan ti e se re.
And that is why God allow enemy to rise against you.
Only idi ni ti Olorun mi di gba ota laye lati se lodi si yin.
When they hear the message.
Nigbati won wa gba oro Olorun yi.
Tremble.
Won beru.
They humble themselves.
Won re ara won sile.
They said.
Won so wi pe.
Lord, you are righteous.
Won ni Oluwa iwo ni olododo.
Immediately.
Ni oju ese.
When God saw them.
Nigbati Olorun ri won.
God spoke.
Olorun soro.
Prophet again.
Olorun soro nipa
wi. Because they humble themselves.
Nitori pe won ti re ara won sile.
See how they humble themselves.
Eri bi won se ri ara
won sile. Destroy them totally.
Mi o ni pa won run patapata.
I will grant them some deliverance.
Ma fun won ni itusile die.
My rod shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak again.
Ibinu mi ko ni bo si ori Jerusalem.
I want you to mark. Put sign on the verse 8.
Mo be ki owo ese ikejo dara dara.
Nevertheless.
Mo be ki o fala si ese ikejo.
You shall be his servant.
Only sugbon won ma se
ese ikejo. Because of this what they did.
Ki won ki o le mo ki o se won se.
I will deliver them small.
Ma tu won sile die.
I will not destroy them totally.
Me ni pa won nu patapata.
You know the secret behind it.
Nje mo pe asiri nbe ninu e.
Nevertheless.
Nitori na.
They shall be his servant.
Won je iranse re.
That they may know my service.
Ki won le ba mo ise mi.
And the service of the king of the countries.
Ati ise Oluwa Olorun
le na. And the one that they served before.
Ah, en ti won si se tele.
But they forsook me.
What is call you?
And they went in the way of the Gentile.
Won wa lo ni ona ti awon kebere.
I will let them know the difference between my service and the service of the idol.
Ma je ki won me yato laarin isin Olorun otito ati isin ti esin.
I will not deliver them totally.
Mi o ni ti won sile patapata.
God will solve all your problem totally.
Olorun o tu won sile patapata.
Your problem will be solved totally.
Gbogbo isoro re ni o di yanju.
Listen.
Farabale.
It's better to do not commit sin than to commit it and reconcile.
O dara ki eniyan ma dese ju ki eniyan dese ko wa ronupuwada lo.
It better to do not fall than to fall and stand.
O dara ki eniyan ma subu ju pe ki eniyan subu ko tun wa dide.
It better to do not half war than to half war and conquer.
O dara ki eniyan ma jagun ju pe ki eniyan jagun ko wa segun.
For you to understand this message well.
Ki o le ba yi o dada o ti mo so.
Understand the message well.
Ko le ba ni oye to kun nipa oro Olorun yi.
I will explain it under three subtopics.
Masala yere ni ipele ona meta.
Point one.
Ipele ona koko.
Part of forsaking God.
Ori si ona ti awon eyan gba ko Olorun sile.
Part P-A-T-H. Part of forsaking God.
Ona ti won gba ko Olorun sile.
Here I will tell you the meaning.
Nibi ni ma ti so ituma.
What are the meaning of forsaking God?
Kine ituma kiko Olorun sile.
What are the meaning when they say somebody, someone forsake God?
Nigba to ba so pe enikan o ko Olorun sile.
What is the meaning?
Kine ituma re.
I will tell you here.
Ma so fun wa nibi.
Point two.
Ipele keji.
Punishment for forsaking God.
Ma so ijiya ti nbe ninu ki a ko Olorun sile.
What are the punishments?
Kini awon ijiya be?
What are the danger?
Kini awon ewu be?
What are the punishment of God concerning forsaking him?
Kini awon ijiya ti Olorun ni fun awon to ba ko sile?
Here I will tell you one by one.
Nibi ni ma ti so ni
kokan. Third point.
Ikele keta.
Principle of reconciliation to God.
Awon ona ti a le gba ba Olorun laja.
Principle of reconcile to God.
Ipele ona ti a le gba ba Olorun laja.
Here I will tell you how you can reconcile back to God.
Nibi ni a o ti so bi a ti le pada si odo Olorun.
God will bless you as you hearing me.
Olorun obukun obi o ti gbo mi.
Point one.
Ipele akoko.
Part of forsaking God.
Awon ona ti a ngba ko Olorun sile.
Part of forsaking God.
Ona ti opolopo ngba ko Olorun sile.
Look at verse one.
Je ki a wo ese ikini.
Look at verse one.
Ese ikini.
Second Chronicle chapter 12 verse one.
Iwe Chronicle keji ori
ti ni ese ikini. And it came to pass.
O si se.
When Rehoboam had established the kingdom.
Nigba ti Rehoboam ti fi idi ijoba re mule.
And had strengthened himself.
Ti o si mu ara re le.
He forsook the law of the Lord.
O ko ofin Oluwa sile.
He do what?
Kile se.
He forsook.
O ko ofin.
The law of the Lord.
Ofin Oluwa o ko sile.
What are the law of the Lord?
Kini awon ofin Oluwa?
What are the law of the Lord.
Kini awon ofin Oluwa?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you about the part of forsaking God.
Mo so awon ona ti a ti le ko Olorun sile.
Of forsaking God.
Mo so awon itumo ti a le gba ko Olorun sile.
Not that you don't come to God to church.
Ki se pe keyan mo wa sile ijosin.
It is not until you don't come to church you forsake God.
Ki se ni gba ti o ba wa sile ijosin meni o ko Olorun sile.
It is not until you don't do anything in the church you forsake God.
Ki se igba ti o ba se awon ojuse re nile ijosin ni o ko Olorun sile.
The Bible said that he forsook the law of the Lord.
Bí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni sọ wípé ó kọ òfin Olúwa sílẹ̀.
And for him to pursue the law of the Lord.
And fún un láti kọ òfin Olúwa sílẹ̀ yìí.
Now let's read verse 5.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ka ẹsẹ̀ ìkàrún.
Then came Shemaiah, the prophet to Rehoboam. They meet. The prophet met him.
Nígbà náà ni Shemaiah wòlíì tọ Rehoboam wá.
And to the princes of Judah.
Ati awon ijoye Judah.
They were gathered to Jerusalem because of Shishak.
Ti o kojopo si Jerusalem nitori Shishaki.
They gathered together to Jerusalem because of problem.
Won ko rajopo nitori isoro.
They gathered together because of an enemy that confronted them.
Won ko ara won jopo papo nitori ota to dejuko won.
They are running here and here. They don't know. They have no rest.
Won sare kaakiri sọtu sosi nitun o ni isinmi.
And prophet met them.
Woli Olorun o wa pade won.
Look at what the prophet said.
Egbon ti woli so.
And he said.
O si wipe.
The prophet said.
Woli them. Woli wi fun won pe.
Blessed the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi.
You are forsaking me.
Eyin ti kan mi sile.
What are they do?
Kini won se?
They what for them to forsake the law of their Lord.
Fun won lati ko ofin Oluwa sile.
It means that they are forsaking God.
O tumo si pe won ti ko Oluwa.
For them to forsake the law of the Lord.
Fun won lati ko oro Olorun sile.
It means that they forsake God. They are going to church. But not according to the law of the Lord. They are doing the work of the Lord.
Once
the temple that his father built is there. Was there? They are saying they do all those things.
One calling it there, one saying,
but they is not according to the law of the Lord.
So, but he said, get a bill for you.
They are forsaking the law.
What he called for you,
they are doing things according to their own imagination.
One song bobo gaga bi ero okan ti won.
According to Gentile fashion.
One song bobo gaga bi ti awon keferi.
And God said, because you are forsaking me.
Olorun wa so ri pe nitori ti e ti ko mi si.
You are forsaking me.
Nitori ti e ti ko mi si.
Where are you?
Ibo lo wa.
Where are you?
Nibo ni o wa.
Are you not forsaking God?
Se ki se pe o ti ko Olorun sile.
Listen, I see you. I don't say you don't come to church.
But
if your life be according to his word, your lifestyle, it is according to his word, are you living according to his will? When they say law of the Lord, it means word of the Lord. It means doctrine of the Lord. It means standards of the Lord. It means teaching of the Lord.
It's
teaching.
When
your life, the way you live,
bi o tin gbe ije aye re,
style you follow,
awon ipele nkan ti o ntele,
is not pertain to the word of God.
You bati bati oro Olorun mu.
It means you forsake God.
On to tumo si ni pe o ti ko Oluwa si.
You and your life is contradict the word of God.
Nigba ti aye re ba tako oro Olorun.
It means you forsake him.
On to tumo si ni pe o ti ko Olorun si le.
You may say,
o le ma ko ri.
You may teach.
Ole koni.
You may preach.
Ole wasu.
Like me now.
Bega bi emi bayi.
But when your life, the life that you live, is contradict the word of God.
Nigba ti aye re igbe aye to gbe to ba ti se lodi si oro Olorun.
It means that you forsake him.
O ti tumo si pe o ti ko Olorun sile.
Maybe they don't know the meaning of forsaking.
Boya awon eyan yi o mo itumo yi ko Olorun sile.
Show it to them.
Olorun si wa fi awon gbangba.
That because you are forsaking me.
Nitori ti eyin ti ko mi sile.
What the meaning of forsaking is you have forsake my forsook the law of mine.
Ituma kiko sile ni pe e ti ko ofin mi sile.
You forsake my law.
E ti ko awon ofin mi sile.
Where are you?
Nibo lo wa.
Where are you?
Nibo ni o wa.
Where are you?
Nibo lo wa.
Are you living according to his word?
Se o gbe ibi aye gege bi oro re bi.
Let it come to your understanding.
Je ki o ye o.
Today that
loni pe
is what it mean the same with law.
Oro re o lo ko je pelu ife re.
The same thing with doctrine.
Pelu eko re.
The same thing with teaching.
Pelu awon iko ni.
I always tell you that
mo ma so fun ani gbogbo igba
gospel, when you say you have you believe gospel, you are a gospeler.
Nigba ti o ba so pe o gba irere gbo.
That is doctrine. Gospel has doctrine.
Irere o ni eko.
Gospel has teaching.
Irere o ni awon ikoni.
Christ has teaching.
Jesus Oluwa o ni eko.
If you don't you are less concerned about his teaching, his doctrine. That means if God will can't teach, that you forsake him.
Nigba ti awon ikoni oro Olorun ti ko ba ko Olorun o ka si pe o ko sile.
In the book of Joshua,
Joshua
chapter 1,
Joshua chapter 1,
I will read verse 7.
Maka ese ikeje
8 and 9. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law,
ki wo ki le kiyesi ati se gege
which
gbogbo ofin,
which Moses my servant commanded thee,
ti Moses ranse mi ti pa lase fun o,
turn not from it to right hand or left, or to the left,
ma se ya kuro ninu re si
ofun, thou mayest prosper,
ki o le dara fun o,
whithersoever thou goest,
nibi kibi ti iwo ba nlo,
this book of law,
iwe ofin,
shall not depart out of their mouth,
o gbodo kuro ni enu re,
thou shalt meditate therein day and night,
bo iwo o ma se asaru ninu re ni osan,
observe to do according to all that is written therein,
ki iwo ki o le se gege bi gbogbo eyi ti a ko sinu re,
for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous,
nitori nigba naa ni iwo o si ona re ni
ore, thou shalt have good success,
nigba naa ni yoo si dara fun o,
have not I commanded thee,
emi ko wa pase fun o,
be strong,
seji,
and of a courage,
ki o si mu aya
le, be not afraid,
ma se beru,
neither be thou the
bẹ́ẹ̀ni kẹ́yà kí o má
sọ fún ọ, for the Lord our God is with thee whithersoever thou goest,
nítorí pé olúwa ọlọ́run rẹ wà pẹ̀lú rẹ níbikíbi tí ìwọ bá ń lọ,
for the command God gave Joshua,
ẹ̀yin ẹ wo àṣẹ tí ọlọ́run pa fún
God, said
ọlọ́run sọ wípé
be strong and be courageous,
segiri kí o sì mú àyà rẹ le,
that you may observe my law,
ki o le ba kiyesi ati se gbogbo ofin mi,
to observe it,
ki o le ba se,
to observe it and to do it,
ki o le ba kiyesi ati ki o le ba se,
all the law that written down by my servant Moses,
gbogbo ofin ti iranse mi Moses ti ko si,
don't turn left or right,
ma se ya kuro si otun
ta si, just go straight,
iwo sa se gaga bi ofin,
in doing it,
ninu ti se gaga be,
prosper,
o si ona re ni re,
no enemy will be able to stand before you,
ko si ota kaka ti o
ni ni waju re, my brothers and sisters,
that is ye arakunrin ati arabinrin,
the secret of your life,
asiri aye re,
is in his word,
God's word, ninu oro Olorun,
he is keeping and doing according to his word,
o ni sise gaga bi oro Olorun,
you can pray,
ti o ba le gbadura,
that God help me,
Olúwa ràn mí lọ́wọ́,
to live my life according to your word,
láti gbé ìgbé ayé mi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ,
you can live your life according to the pattern of the word of God,
tí o bá lè gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run ti fẹ́,
you can let the Bible be your style,
kí o jẹ́ kí Bíbélì kò jẹ́ àwòmọ̀ tí ó máa tẹ̀lé,
you will be prosperous,
ó ṣe rere ní ọ̀nà rẹ gbogbo, kò sí ọ̀tá kankan tí ó lè dúró,
èyí
ni àwọn àṣírí,
èyí
ni àwọn àṣírí,
for seeking God,
kíkọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀,
mean do things contradict to the word of God,
ó túmọ̀ sí pé ṣíṣe lòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀
náà, anything that you undertake,
gbogbo nǹkan tí o bá ń ṣe,
that is not according to the word of God,
kí èyí ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run,
God can see
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀,
anything you are doing,
nǹkan tí o bá ń ṣe,
against his word,
tí ó ṣe lòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀,
God will count it as forsaking God,
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀,
you want you are looking, you are looking for your wife,
Òun wojú Ọlọ́run fún aya,
you are looking for husband,
Òun wojú Ọlọ́run fún ọkọ,
and you say this it is too long,
o si wa so pe o ti n pe ju,
and you just go to gentile way,
o si wa lo ona awon gederi,
you go to gentile way,
o lo ona ti awon gederi
lo, say I can't wait anymore for the will of God,
o so pe o le duro mo fun ife Olorun,
you are just do like this, zigzag. God will count it as forsaking God.
Olorun o ka si pe o ti ko ohun sile.
Forsaking God.
O ti ko ohun sile.
You are keeping your courtship in Gentile way.
O se ona ibanipo re nibi ti awon kediri.
God will count it as forsaking God.
Olorun o ka si pe o ti ko ohun sile.
You are doing your engagement and in contrary to the word of God.
O se imaya baba ti re gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti ayé.
Engagement.
Ìdáná.
In the way Gentiles do their own.
O ń ṣe ìdáná rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ìdáná rẹ ti máa ń ṣe.
God will count it as forsaking God.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
You are doing your marriage ceremony in the way the Gentiles do.
O ń ṣe ètò ìgbéyàwó rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ènìyàn ayé ti máa ń ṣe.
As forsaking God.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
You are doing your naming ceremony.
O ń ṣe ètò ọmọ bíbí ìkómọjáde.
You are doing your ceremonies according to the way the Gentiles do their own.
O ń ṣe àwọn ìnáwó rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ènìyàn ayé ti ń ṣe.
According to the Gentiles does, God will count it as.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀ ni.
God will count it as forsaking God.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
Forsaking God.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
As the part of forsaking God.
Ara.
Part of forsaking. I'm talking about the part of forsaking God.
Mo ń sọ nípa àwọn ọ̀nà tí a lè gbà kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Part of forsaking God.
Àwọn ọ̀nà tí èèyàn lè gbà kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
When some people among you do their ceremony, maybe marriage.
Ìwọ mọ̀ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nínú àárín yín tí ẹ bá ń ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
Maybe naming ceremony.
Tí ẹ bá ń ṣe ìsọmọlórúkọ.
Know that the pastor is coming.
Ní òwúrọ̀ kùtùkùtù nígbà tí wọ́n bá mọ̀ pé ìrànṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ń bọ̀ wá. Wọ́n wá fi orin níyà Ọlọ́run tí a dárúkọ sí.
They will play.
Wọ́n wá fi àwọn orin ènìyàn Ọlọ́run sí. Títí di ọwọ́ aago mẹ́wàá àárọ̀.
When the pastor.
Nígbà tí àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run bá ti wá lọ.
They will put worldly people. They will put there.
Wọ́n wá sẹ̀sẹ̀ fi àwọn orin ti ayé sí.
You know, what you mean is that pastor has gone.
Ohun tí ò ń sọ ni pé ìrántí Ọlọ́run ti lọ.
And God will. God is here.
Ọlọ́run bẹ níbí.
God is here.
Ọlọ́run rí ohun gbogbo.
Our God is here, but you are the one that you ashamed yourself.
Ìwọ ni ò ń dojú ti ara rẹ.
You are telling people that your own God doesn't see.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ń sọ fún àwọn ènìyàn pé Ọlọ́run rẹ kò rí ọ.
That's what you are saying.
Ohun tí òǹdọ́gbọ́n sọ nìyí.
And in God, in front of God, God will count as forsaking him.
Níwájú Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
Husband and wife.
Ìwọ ọkọ àti ìyàwó.
For you to treat your wife as a servant.
Fún ọkọ láti ṣe aya rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹrú.
Or servant.
Tàbí bí ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
It means that you forsake God.
Ó ń túmọ̀ sí pé o kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Mean that you forsake God, we count it as forsaking God.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀ ni.
For you wife to treat husband as in rough way, to cheat him, to be unfaithful, God will count it as forsaking God.
Fún wọ ìwọ tó jẹ́ ìyàwó nígbà tí o bá yan ọkọ rẹ jẹ ní oríṣiríṣi ọ̀nà, Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
You disrespect your husband.
Nígbà tí o pọn ọkọ rẹ lé.
You disobey him.
Nígbà tí o ṣe àìgbọràn sí.
You go in your way and husband also go in his own way.
Ọkọ lọ ní ọ̀nà tirẹ̀, ìwọ náà bá ọ̀nà tirẹ̀ lọ.
God will count it as forsaking.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé o kọ òun sílẹ̀.
You do the business that contradict to the word of God.
Nígbà tí o bá ń ṣe iṣẹ́ tó lòdì pátápátá sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You are a beer seller.
O ń ta ọtí.
You open. Beer parlor.
O sí ilé ìgbafẹ́ tí wọ́n ti wọ̀ tí.
You call it Oluwase Beer Parlor.
O wá pè ní orúkọ àtàtà.
which Oluwa.
Oluwa wo ni o so po seun.
You open bia palo.
Nigba ti o si ile ise o
ti. And you call it Ogo Oluwa.
Ti o wa pe ni oruko to ba to Oluwa mu.
Which Oluwa.
Oluwa iwo ni be.
You are deceiving yourself.
O tara re je.
Because of money.
Nitori owo.
As you do that such thing.
Nigba ti o se nkan won yi.
No, we count it as forsaking him.
Olorun o ka ti pe o ko ohun sile.
It mean you forsaking.
O tumo si pe o ko Olorun sile.
That cigarette.
O nta siga.
Alcohol. Ai, ogogoro.
O nta ogogoro.
You sell it.
O nta.
God will count it as forsaking.
Olorun o ka si pe o ko ohun sile.
These are the meaning of forsaking God.
Eleyin ni awon itumo kiko Olorun sile.
You dress like harlots.
O mura bi asewo.
You look at me.
Wo ni?
It is in the Bible batan.
Se o wa ninu Bible bi.
Truly, we are not under law.
No, sin ninu ofin.
We are under grace.
A wa ni abe ori ofe.
Grace with teaching.
Sugbon ori ofe pelu iko ni.
Not with law.
Ki se pelu ofin ma.
Yes, what the grace that you are under is teaching us something.
Ori ofe ta wa labe re o nko wa ni awon kankan.
Open your Bible to the book of Titus.
Si Bible re sinu we Titus.
Titus 2. First, I will read verse 11 for you.
Maka ese ikokola fun wa.
To 13.
Titi de ese ikeka.
And I want you to follow me well.
Mo si be ko tele mi daradara.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
Nitori ori ofe Olorun ti mu igbala wa fun gbogbo eniyan ti fi ara han.
Verse 12.
Ese ikejila.
Teaching us.
O nko wa.
What?
Pe.
Teaching us
Okowa
that deny ungodliness.
Kiase Iwa bi Olorun
and worldly lust.
Ati itekufe aye.
You hear that?
Se o ti gbo.
The grace that you are also always pronounced.
Ori ofe to ma nso ni gbogbo igba.
The grace that you are always proclaimed.
Ori ofe to ma nkede re.
It is our teaching.
O ni eko.
It teaches us
Okowa
to deny ungodliness.
Pe kiase Iwa bi Olorun
and worldly lust.
Ati itekufe aye.
We should be sober.
Kí a máa wà ní àárẹ̀ kọjá. Ní òdodo. Àti ní ìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
In this present world.
Ní ayé ìsinsìnyí.
As you are hearing me.
Bí o ti ń gbọ́ mi.
God expecting you to live godly.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó o gbé ìgbé ayé tó bá ti òun
mu. Live righteously.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó o gbé ìgbé ayé òdodo.
Live soberly.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó o gbé ìgbé ayé àárẹ̀ kọjá.
To deny ungodliness.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó o sẹ́ gbogbo ẹ̀
lábẹ́ ẹ̀.
These
are the teaching of grace.
These are the
doctrine of grace.
Under
grace, God expects you to cast fire.
Olorun reti re lati gba iná náà.
To deny ungodliness.
Lati se gbogbo iwa bi Olorun.
To deny worldly lust.
Lati se gbogbo ijekuta
aye. God expecting you to cast the fire of power.
Olorun fe ko gba iná agbara ni.
To live soberly.
Lati le gbe igbe aye re koja.
To live righteously.
Lati le gbe igbe aye
oko. To live ungodly.
Lati le gbe igbe aye
gole.
Bi ti Olorun.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you persist, if you resist, refuse to do it.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá kọ̀ láti ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run yìí.
You are under judgment.
O wà lábẹ́ ìdájọ́.
God will judge you.
Ọlọ́run ó dá ọ lẹ́jọ́.
God will count you as you forsaken.
Ọlọ́run ó kà sí pé òun kọ òun sílẹ̀.
Grace of God teach you.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run ó kọ́ wa.
Let you.
Bó lọ wà.
How are you dressing?
Báwo ni o se mura?
How is your dressing?
Báwo ni ìmúra rẹ?
You may, you brothers, you sisters.
Àwọn arákùnrin arábìnrin.
You just see how you make your hair. What's your hair? It is like a godly man.
Say Udabi ti awon omo
Olorun.
Say godly. Say pe ka gbeje idi ti omo Olorun.
In and out.
Yen ni pe ninu ati lode.
In and out.
Ninu ati lode.
See your trousers.
Wo
trousers you wear. You put on. What are the difference between you and the garage people? What are the difference between you and the motorist boy? What are the difference? You cut your hair like them. You dress like them. What are the difference? When God beat them, we beat you also. Because God will not favor you because of name. God will not favor you because you come to church. If you don't, you are not in this world, we beat you. God is what I'm saying.
I'm more sorry. Nipa ona tiye yengba akolonu sile.
Part of forsaking God.
Awo ona tiye yengba akolonu sile.
Part of forsaking God. If you want to change, you will change totally.
To baba yipada, yipada lekunrere.
If you want to do this way, you will do this way totally.
To baba se vere dada.
To do it, God can't eat nothing.
Ti oba se vi olonu labo, olonu oka sipo se
vere. To do it incomplete, God will not.
Ti o ba se ti Olorun to se lekunrere Olorun oni gba.
My brother and sister.
Arakunrin ati arabinrin.
Daddy and mommy.
Mama ati baba.
These are the meaning of forsaking God.
Eyi ni awon itumo kiko Olorun sile.
These are the meaning of forsaking God.
Eyi ni awon itumo kiko Olorun sile.
These are the meaning of forsaking God.
Eyi ni awon itumo fun kiko Olorun sile.
This will make me to come to point two.
Eleyi ni o mo me bo si ipele ke.
Which is punishment for forsaking God.
Eleyi ni awon ibawi fun kiko Olorun sile.
Punishment.
Awon ibawi.
Punishment.
Ibawi
for forsaking God.
Fun kiko Olorun sile.
In the message, in my message I read for you.
Ni ibi oro Olorun ti mo ka fun wa.
2 Chronicles 12.
We Chronicle keji ori kejila.
Look at that verse 5.
Ewo ese ikarun.
Last sentence.
Ese to gbeyin.
Last sentence.
Oro to gbeyin.
You are forsaking me.
Eyin ti ko mi sile.
Don't say the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi.
I want you to underline it where it's a word.
Mo ba ki o falasi oro ni.
Don't say the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa
wi. You are forsaking me.
Eyin ti ko mi sile.
Therefore,
nitori na,
I also left you in the hand of Shishak.
Ni emi o si se fi sile si owo Shishak.
Before you forsake me.
Nitori pe e ti ko mi sile.
Because you do all those rubbish.
Nitori pe e ti se awon iran.
You know the reason why you fail the WAEC always.
So mo idi ti o fi se to fi ri ijapo ninu
ijawo. That you don't read.
Kì í ṣe pé o kàwé.
Do you know why jump you always?
Ọmọ ìdí tí ìdánwò jump fi ń ja okun rẹ̀ ní gbogbo ìgbà.
You know why you don't make it in GCE?
Ṣé o mọ ìdí tí o fi ṣe àṣeyọrí nínú ìdánwò rẹ̀?
You are forsaking me.
Nítorí pé o ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀ ni.
You are forsaking me.
Nítorí pé o ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Now, the reason why you have some problem.
Ìdí tí o fi ní àwọn ìṣòro kan.
Why you don't have progress?
Tí o ti o fi ní
ìlọsíwájú. Why you don't have rest of mind?
O ní ìfọkànbalẹ̀.
God revealed the secret to Rehoboam.
Ọlọ́run fi àṣírí yan Rehoboam.
Because you are forsaking me.
Nítorí pé ẹ ti kọ̀ mí sílẹ̀.
That is why I left you in the hand of enemy.
Ìdí nìyí tí mo fi fi í sí ọwọ́ ọ̀tá.
Why are you running here and there?
Kí ló ti ẹbí ń sáré káàkiri?
Why you don't have rest?
Kí ló ti o ní ìsinmi?
Why you don't get money?
Kí ló tó o lówó lọ́wọ́?
Why you are always running before money? You kilo, run.
Kí ló sáré pé wọ́n lọ sáré lé owó ò lé ọ?
Why?
Kí ló dé?
Can you see the secret here?
So le rí àṣírí níbí yìí.
It is God's punishment.
ìgbàwé Ọlọ́run ni.
For forsaking him.
Nítorí pé o kọ̀ sílẹ̀.
Because your way is contradict the word of God.
Nítorí pé ọ̀nà rẹ̀ ṣe lòdì sí ti Ọlọ́run.
You behave your attitude.
Bí o ti wùwà iṣẹ́ rẹ.
It contradicts to the word of God.
Ó ṣe lòdì sí ti Ọlọ́run.
You ask, you get me, you.
Iwọ, iwọ, iwọ.
But you don't know how it go, how it go.
Olówó lọ́wọ́ ṣùgbọ́n ò mọ bó ti ń na.
Just something just blow it.
Ohun kankan fẹ́ dànù.
If you don't see it, your children.
Tó o bá ṣàìsàn.
Something will just happen and blow the money.
Àwọn ọmọ tàbí nǹkan kọ́kàn ṣẹlẹ̀, owó náà ó sì tàn.
Check your way.
Yẹ ọ̀nà rẹ wò.
Punishment for forsaking God.
Ìbáwí kíkọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Don't think that forsaking God means those who do the Gentile and the people that they are not come to church. I have been in the church. I always come to church. That message is not concerning, is concerning you.
Mo ro pe kiko Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀ ti a nso yi awon to je ara ati o wa si ile ijosin yen so nipa re. O ba o wi tori pe wo gangan lo ba wi.
You that hearing me.
Iwo gangan to gbo mi bayi.
Forsaking God.
Kiko Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Doesn't mean that you don't come to church.
He said, "But you, but what's the adjusting?"
It means when you have come against the word of God, you are against it.
O tun mo si pe ngba to ba ti se lodi si
Olorun ko. This is the punishment.
Eyi si ni awon ibawi.
Joseph.
Olorun so wi pe
for forsaking me.
Nígbà tí o bá ti kọ̀ mí sílẹ̀.
I have left you in the hand of the Caesar.
Mo ti fi yín sílẹ̀ fún ọwọ́ Caesar.
Who is Caesar?
Ta ni Caesar?
Caesar, the king of Egypt.
Caesar jẹ́ ọba Egypt.
And is enemy of Israel.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀tá fún Israel.
And God said, I have handed you over unto his hand.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé mo ti fi yín lé Caesar lọ́wọ́.
Can you tell God that God, whatever I can do that will make you hand over my life to enemy, don't allow me to do it.
Si o le so Ọlọ́run pe Oluwa ohun ti ma se ta bi fi mi le ota lowo Oluwa ma je nse o.
Can you say it?
Si o le so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It will be so.
Yo ri be.
It will be so.
Yo ri be.
You know, it is, you don't know.
Oh,
but I will let you know.
Ma je ko mo.
You are already in the hand of enemy.
O le ti wa ni owo ota.
It is enemy that control something or everything for you.
Awon ota lo ndari un gbogbo fun o.
If they don't want you to get money today, you will not get it.
Ti won ba fe ko rowo loni, o ni rowo.
If they want you to get 150 naira today, that 150 naira you will get. They are the dictator for you.
Ti won ba fe ko ri 100 naira tabi 100 naira, nti won fe ko ri na ni o ri.
They are the one that indicate something for you.
Awon ni won dari aye
re. Because God has hand over your life on today.
Tori pe Olorun ti fi isakoso aye re
yi won lo po.
Ìdí sí ni èyí.
Because you forsake God.
Nítorí pé o ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Joseph.
Ọlọ́run sọ wípé.
For you to forsake me.
Fún yín láti kọ̀ mí sílẹ̀.
You are working like Gentile.
Òórùn bí àwọn kèfèrí.
You are dressing like Gentile.
O múra bí àwọn kèfèrí.
You have forsake me.
O ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Listen, fear God.
Bẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
Fear God.
Bẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
Fear God.
Bẹ̀rù rẹ̀.
Never forsake him.
Mọ̀ kọ sílẹ̀ o.
Punishment for forsaking God.
Ìjìyà kíkọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Punishment for forsaking God.
Ìjìyà kíkọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Look at verse 4.
Wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrin.
Oh, let me read from verse 2.
Jẹ́ kí n kà á láti ẹ̀kẹ́
ìkẹ́. And it came to pass.
Ó sì ṣe.
That in the fifth year of King Rehoboam.
Ní ọdún karùn-ún Rehoboam ọba.
Caesar king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
Ní Caesar kí ọba Egypt gòkè wá sí Jerusalem.
Look at that because.
Ẹ wo.
Because.
Nítorí.
They had transgressed against the Lord.
Nítorí ẹ wo. Nítorí tí wọ́n ti dẹ́sẹ̀ sí Olúwa.
They are transgressed.
Nítorí tí wọ́n ti dẹ́sẹ̀ sí Olúwa.
God. And God allow enemy to rise up. With 1,200 chariots.
Pẹ̀lú igba lọ́nà méjìlá.
And 6,000 of men.
Àti ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹṣin.
And uncountable people, warriors, uncountable warriors.
Àti ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn jagunjagun.
Fast four.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹ.
And the two defense city.
Wọ́n sì kó ìlú olódi tí ṣe ti Juda.
Defense city. Ibi tó da, ibi tó da jù.
The best place.
When you allow God, when you face God, you make God to face.
But you about to be alone, you know?
God will allow enemy to capture the thing, the good thing, the best thing in your life.
Olorun o gba otalaye lati mu nto dara ju ninu aye re.
Enemy will not take the bad or the worst thing.
Ota o ni mu ibi to baje tabi nkan ti o ti kanu aye
re. And he took the fence, not on fence, fence city.
Wọ́n sì mú àwọn ìlú olódi ni.
Which pertained to Judah.
Tí ṣe ti Judah.
And the enemy came to Jerusalem.
Ọ̀tá sì wà sí Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So wà níbí.
They took it. Verse 9.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
So Sisa king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Sisaki ọba Egypt gòkè wá sí Jerusalem.
And took away treasure.
Ó sì kó ìṣúra ilé Olúwa lọ.
Took what?
Kí ló kó?
Treasures.
Ìṣúra.
On the house of the Lord.
Tí ṣe ti ilé Olúwa.
And treasure of the king's house.
Àti ìṣúra ilé ọba.
He took all.
Ó sì kó gbogbo rẹ̀ lọ.
Yes, he took all.
Ó kó gbogbo rẹ̀ lọ.
If you put you just put your name on it and you don't do his will.
Tó bá kọ orúkọ sórí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ Ọlọ́run, ó sì ṣe bí Ọlọ́run.
You carry name on your head.
Ó kọ orúkọ sórí.
But you don't do his will.
Ṣùgbọ́n ò ṣe ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
God will just laugh you.
Ọlọ́run ó kàn fi ọ́ ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́.
God will love you.
Ọlọ́run fi ọ́
ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́. Meaning of loving is God will just deliver that person to the hand of enemy.
Kíkí ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́ túmọ̀ sí pé Ọlọ́run ó fi ru ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ní ọ̀tá
lọ́wọ́. And the devil defends
us. Ọ̀tá bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò sì wà fún gbogbo ìṣúra.
The enemy came.
Ọ̀tá wá.
Took all the treasure in the house of God.
Wọ́n kó gbogbo ìṣúra ilé Olúwa.
It is the house of God.
Ìṣúra ilé Olúwa.
And the king's house.
Àti ti ilé ọba.
He took on.
Wọ́n kó gbogbo rẹ̀.
And carried away also the shed of gold which Solomon had made.
Wọ́n sì kó ohun gbogbo tí Solomon ti ṣe lọ.
Can you lis ten to this?
Sí o gbọ́ èyí.
It is God has already prophesied, told them.
Ọlọ́run wulẹ̀ ti sọ fún wọn tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
That this house that you say you build for me.
Pé ilé tí ẹ sọ pé ẹ kọ́ fún mi yìí.
You, baby, take care. Do my will. If you don't do my will, I will leave it. I will let the Gentile come and ride on it.
Ilé tẹ́ ẹ kọ́ fún mi, ẹ mójútó ká ẹ sì ṣe ìfẹ́ mi. Tẹ́ ẹ bá ti ṣe ìfẹ́ mi, màá gba àwọn ọ̀tá láyè láti wá wo kí wọ́n sì tẹ́ lulẹ̀.
You see, if you hear some people say, in that Jerusalem they say, there is mosque there, there is this there. It is because Jewish people make God to face.
Tí o bá gbọ́ sí àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ bá ń sọ wípé ní Jerusalem wọ̀n gan ilé ibi tí wọ́n ti ń ṣe mosque ọ̀nbẹ níbẹ̀ ibi tí wọ́n ti ń kírun nítorí pé àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run ti ṣe Júù yìí wọ́n ti ṣe Ọlọ́run lọ́rùn fi gba àwọn èèyàn yìí láyè.
Because it has been written down like that if you make me face I will allow Gentile to come and overthrow you.
Torí pé awulẹ̀ ti kọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run pé tí àwọn èèyàn ìgbà ti ṣe Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run wọn mọ̀ gba àwọn ọ̀tá láyè láti wá borí wọn.
Okay, turn back to the chapter 7.
Ọ̀yà ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká padà sí orí ìkeje.
Second Chronicle 7.
Ìwé Chronicle kejì orí ìkeje.
Verse 19.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínní ogún.
But if you turn away.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí ẹ̀yin bá yí padà.
And forsake my statutes.
Tí ẹ sì kọ àṣẹ mi.
And my commandments.
Àti òfin mi sí.
Which I have set before you.
Tí èmi ti gbé kalẹ̀ níwájú
yín. Do you see the meaning of forsaking here again?
Tí ẹ tún ti rí ìtumọ̀ kíkọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀ níbí yìí.
For you to turn against his statutes.
fún ọ láti yí kúrò ní ojú ọ̀nà Ọlọ́run.
His commandment.
Láti kọ òfin rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
His principle.
Láti àwọn ìlànà rẹ̀.
It mean you forsake him.
Ohun tó túmọ̀ sí ni pé o kọ Ọlọ́run
sílẹ̀. Which I have said before you.
Tí mo ti gbé kalẹ̀ níwájú
rẹ̀. And you shall go and serve other gods.
Tí ẹ̀yin bá sì sin Ọlọ́run mìíràn.
And worship them.
Tí ẹ sì bọ wọn.
This is a warning.
Ìkìlọ̀ ni èyí.
Then I will pluck them up by the root out of my land.
Nígbà náà ni èmi ó fà wọ́n tu ní ti gbòǹgbò ti gbòǹgbò kúrò ní ilẹ̀.
Which I have given them.
Tí èmi ti di fún wọn.
And this house.
Àti ilé yìí.
Which I have sanctified for my name.
Tí èmi ti yà sí mímọ́ fún orúkọ
mi. The high cast out of my sight, you hear?
Ni èmi ó tanù kúrò níwájú mi.
And I will make it to be a proverb. And a byword among the nations.
Èmi ó sì sọ di òwe àti ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀gàn láàrin gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè.
Are you listening?
Ṣé o farabalẹ̀ láti gbọ́?
Olúwa wí pé.
The Lord said.
Tí ẹ bẹ́ ẹ ṣe tàfetàfe tí ẹ kúrò nínú ìlànà mi.
If you go extra mile against my word.
Ilé tẹ́lẹ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ fún mi máa jẹ́ kàn gèfèrè owó.
This house that you have built.
Lúwa ti òwe yóò di ìtẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀.
The incident to.
Ó ti sọ fún wọn pé mo gbọ́ nǹkan ẹgbẹ́ ẹ̀bẹ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ lé fún mi ni.
You have built a house for me.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ̀kọ́ ẹ̀ lè fi bribe me o.
But this house you cannot use it to bribe me.
Tí ẹ bá ṣe ìfẹ́ mi tẹ́ ẹ bá ti mú mi bínú bẹ́ẹ̀ ni lọ́nà kejì.
If you do my will.
Má sọ ilé yẹn di àtẹ̀mọ́lẹ̀.
I will let the incident come and destroy it.
Ìdí ìlú mọ́ọ̀sì fi wà ní Jerusalem.
And that is why there is a mosque in Jerusalem up to now.
Ìdí ìlú mi wà káàkiri.
And that is why mosque
is all around.
Because these people they go against the will of God.
Àkọsílẹ̀ it has been written down.
Torí pé ó ti wà ní àkọsílẹ̀.
Ọlọ́run ti sọ fún wọn bẹ́ẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀.
The Lord has commanded this before.
Likewise today.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni
Lord is telling us. Don't let me
Má jẹ́ kí n tọ̀ ọ́ jẹ́ o.
God, if we make God first.
Tí a bá bí Ọlọ́run nínú.
God can allow enemy to come and scatter us.
Ọlọ́run lè gba ọ̀tá láyè láti wá tú wa ká.
Let me tell you. When they burn the churches, when they burn they blow the church.
Nígbà tí wọ́n tí wọ́n sun àwọn ilé ìjọsìn.
Are they born heaven?
Ṣé wọ́n sun ọ̀run níbí?
No.
Rárá o.
It is when Christian mess up.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run bá kọ òfin Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
They mess up.
Nígbà tí wọ́n ṣe
lòdì. God allow enemy to mess us.
Ọlọ́run wá gba àwọn ọ̀tá láyè láti ṣe lòdì pẹ̀lú wọn.
Turn this message personally to yourself.
Wo ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí fún ayé ara rẹ.
Look at that. And this house which is high shall be astonishment to everyone that passeth by it.
Àti ilé yìí tí ó ga yóò di ohun ìyanu fún gbogbo ẹni tí ó bá gba ibẹ̀ kọjá.
You see that prophecy? You see the fulfillment of it.
Ẹ wo ọ̀rọ̀ yìí, ẹ sì wo àmúṣe rẹ̀.
It is not too long.
Kò tí ì pẹ́.
When the Rehoboam make God first.
Nígbà tí Rehoboam mú Ọlọ́run bí.
God allows Sisak to enter that house.
Ọlọ́run gba Sisak láyè láti wọ inú
ilé. And he carry all those treasures.
Ó sì kó gbogbo àwọn ìṣúra yìí.
The gold golden treasures.
Àwọn ìṣúra tó ṣe
yọ. Carry it away.
Ó kó gbogbo rẹ̀ lọ.
And God never send a fire to burn him.
Ọlọ́run ò sì rán iná sọ̀kalẹ̀ láti jó Sisak.
God is looking.
Ọlọ́run ń wòran
ni. Because it is God that allow.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run ló fàyè gbà.
The reason why God allow enemy to make you wrong.
Ìdí tí Ọlọ́run fàyè gba ọ̀tá láti mú ọ sáré.
It is because you have forsake God.
Nítorí pé o ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀ ni.
You have forsake him.
O ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
You forsake God.
O ti kọ Ọlọ́run sílẹ̀.
Second Chronicle 33.
Ìwé Chronicle kejì orí kẹta
lé ní ọgbọ̀n. 2 Chronicles 33:9-11.
Orí kẹta lé ní ọgbọ̀n.
So Manasseh made Judah an inhabitant of Jerusalem to err and to do worse than the earthen, whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel.
Àwọn ẹni tí Olúwa ti pa níwájú ọmọ Israel.
And the Lord spoke to Manasseh.
Olúwa ti bá Manasseh wí.
And his people.
Àti àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀.
And they will not hearken.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn kò kíyèsí.
Therefore.
Nítorí náà.
The Lord brought upon them the captain of the host of the king of Assyria.
Ni Olúwa mú àwọn balógun ogun Assyria wà
fún wọn. Which took Manasseh among the throne.
Tí wọ́n sì fi ìwọ̀ mú Manasseh.
and bind him with fetter.
What's it, the new one?
And carry him to Babylon.
What's it, Mulasi Babylon?
Are you in your normal place?
Say, if you don't go, I
what. Are you in your normal place?
Say, I don't know what.
Are you in your office?
Say,
you are not so. Not so.
Kuribe.
See here. When Manas messed himself.
Nigba ti Manasseh to wo ara re
ni. God allowed the Assyria to come upon him and to shame him.
Olorun gba awon Assyria laye lati wa. Won si fi e.
And they carry him to the captivity land.
Won si gbe lo si ile igbekun.
Captive land.
Won gbe lo si ile igbekun.
Where are you? These are the punishments.
Eyi ni awon ijiya Iboluwa.
You work like clock.
O sise afi bi ago.
No rest.
Ko si simi fun o.
Because you are forsake God.
Nitori pe o ti ko Olorun sile.
You are forsake God.
O ti ko Olorun sile.
It is God that you forsake.
Olorun to ko sile ni.
That is why you don't have customer again.
Idi ni ti awon olubara o wa ba ora jamu. Idi ni ti awon kan fi rorun.
Oh my God. God is controller of heaven and earth. Everything.
Olorun ni olusakoso aye ati orun. O gbogbo ti nbe ninu aye.
It is what God permit that we allow.
Nti Olorun ba baye gba ni yo sele.
That we happen.
Oni yo sele.
Whatever God permit, we happen.
Nti Olorun ba ti faye gba ni yo sele.
If God don't permit anything, we not happen.
Ti Olorun ba faye gba on kan ko
sele. And there is reason why God permit all things.
O si ni idi ti Olorun ba fi aye gba awon kan.
Look at your life.
Waye re.
Look at the problem that you are facing.
Wo awon isoro ti o ndoju ko.
It is God permit it.
Olorun lo fi aye gba.
Can you see the reason why God permit?
So ti ridi ti Olorun fi aye gba bi?
Can you see the reason?
So ti ridi.
This make me to come to last point.
Eleyi lo mu mi lo si ipele keta.
Principle of reconciliation to God.
Awon ona lati le pada si odo Olorun.
What are the principle?
Kini awon ona na?
You student.
Wo malewe.
Why you don't have a sharp brain?
Kilo to ni opolo to ji pepe.
Why you have it and it has gone?
Kilo to ni tele to ti e ti lo.
Why you don't have a computer brain?
Kilo ni opolo bi ti
ero. Memory dull.
Kilo ti opolo re. O kuregbe kuregbe.
Can you search your life, your way? Can you amend?
So le wo aye re wo.
Can you amend your way?
So le wo ona re.
Can you amend your way?
So o le tun ona re se.
Can you amend your way?
So o le tun ona re se.
So amend your way.
Lati tun ona re se.
I'm here to tell you the principle of reconcile to God.
Mo ga so fun Olorun awon ona lati pada si odo Olorun.
Principle of reconciliation to God.
Awon ona bi o ti le pada si odo Olorun.
Look at chapter 7.
Eje ka wo
2 Chronicles 7.
Iwe Chronicle keji ori ikeje
verse 13.
Ese iketala.
If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. You know the difference. That you can interpret it to yourself.
Ole so fun ara re.
This is the present meaning. Shutting up heaven and no rain me.
Sisi orun nigba ti ko ba si oje tumo si.
No blessing.
Iyan ni pe ko si ibukun.
No blessing.
Ko si ibukun.
All the way blocks.
Gbogbo ona lo ti di.
That is shutting heaven.
Eleyi la tumo si pe sisi orun.
If I command the locusts to devour the land.
Tabi bi emi ba pase fun Esu lati ja ile na
run. If I send the pestilence among my people.
Tabi bi mo ba ra jakale arun si arin awon eyan mi.
I send the pestilence among my people.
Bi mo ba ra jakale arun si arin awon eyan mi.
God is talking to you.
Olorun soro ni bi.
That if I send some problem for you, if I allow some problem, I allow enemy to pursue you.
Ti ma ra won ota lati le.
You don't have blessing.
Ti o ba ni bukun.
If your way blocked.
Ti awon ona re ba di.
Now 14.
Look at 14.
I say, if my people,
bí àwọn ènìyàn
mọ. If you children or you to adult, if my people,
bí àwọn ènìyàn mi ọmọ
ilé àjọ,
bí àpò orúkọ mi mọ,
humble,
bá rẹ ara wọn sílẹ̀,
at the principle,
èyí ni àwọn ọ̀nà.
Humble themselves.
Bí wọ́n bá rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
Humble themselves.
Bí wọ́n bá rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
Humble themselves.
Bí wọ́n bá lè rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
That problem.
Nínú ìṣòro náà.
If they humble themselves.
Tó bá lè rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
And pray.
Tí wọ́n sì lè gbàdúrà.
And seek my face.
Tí wọ́n sì wá ojú
mi. And turn from their wicked ways.
Tí wọ́n sì yípadà kúrò nínú ọ̀nà búburú
wọn. Then I will hear from heaven.
Nígbà náà ni èmi ò gbọ́ láti ọ̀run
wá. I forgive their sins.
Èmi ò darí ẹsẹ̀ wọn.
I will heal their land.
Èmi ó sì wo ilẹ̀ wọn.
See the principle.
Ẹ wo àwọn ìlànà yìí.
Let's come back to chapter 12 verse 8.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹsẹ̀ orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
You will see the faithfulness of God here.
Ẹ rí ìjólótìtọ́ Ọlọ́run níbẹ̀.
You see the faithfulness.
Ìjólótìtọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Verse 6. Were upon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves.
Nígbà náà ni àwọn ìjòyè Israẹli àti ọba rin ara
wọn sílẹ̀.
Wọ́n sì wí pé.
The Lord is righteous.
Olúwa ni olódodo.
Look at that.
Ẹ wo èyí.
When they are in trouble, they humble themselves.
Nígbà tí wọ́n wà nínú ìṣòro, wọ́n rin ara
wọn sílẹ̀. They humble themselves and they say God is righteous.
Wọ́n wà nígbà tí wọ́n wà nínú ìṣòro, wọ́n rin ara wọn sílẹ̀.
They say humble.
Wọ́n sì wí pé Ọlọ́run ni olódodo.
What is the meaning?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ rírẹ ara sílẹ̀?
Not that they are bowed down their head.
Kì í ṣe wípé wọ́n ń tẹ orí bà.
Not that they are make one bad.
Kì í ṣe wípé wọ́n ṣe wọ́n wà lódò.
No, not that they are putting white garment.
Kì í ṣe wípé wọ́n wọ aṣọ funfun.
No, but they acknowledge their sin.
Wọ́n mọ ara wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹlẹ́sẹ̀, wọ́n sì mọ ẹsẹ̀ wọn.
They know it.
Wọ́n mọ ẹsẹ̀ wọn.
They accept it.
Wọ́n gbà pé ẹlẹ́sẹ̀
làwọn. They agree that they have committed sin against God.
Wọ́n gbà wípé lóòótọ́ ni àwọn ti dẹ́sẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run.
And they made confession.
Wọ́n sì jẹ́wọ́.
That is the meaning of humbleness.
Èyí ni ìtumọ̀
ìrẹ́lẹ́sẹ̀. And they ask for forgiveness.
Wọ́n sì bẹ̀bẹ̀ fún ìdáríjẹ́ ẹsẹ̀.
They tell God, I will never do it again.
Wọ́n bi Ọlọ́run pé àwọn ò ní ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́.
We will never do it again.
Wọ́n bi Ọlọ́run pé àwọn ò ní ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́.
That is what they mean by humbleness.
Eléyìí ni ó túmọ̀ sí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
And it is principle of reconciliation to God.
Eléyìí ni ọ̀nà láti bá Ọlọ́run làjà.
It is principle.
Ọ̀nà ni láti bá Ọlọ́run làjà.
I don't know how biggest your problem be.
Mi ò tí ì mọ bí ìṣòro rẹ ṣe tóbi tó.
If you can follow this principle.
Tí o bá lè tẹ̀lé àwọn ìlànà yìí.
Your problem will vanish.
Àwọn ìṣòro rẹ yóò pòórá.
Look at it.
Wo.
I want to warn you.
Mo fẹ́ kìlọ̀ fún ọ lónìí.
Verse 7. See the righteousness of God.
Wo ìjólótìtọ́ Ọlọ́run.
And when the Lord saw they humbled themselves.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run sì rí pé wọ́n rí ara wọn sílẹ̀.
When the Lord saw what?
Kí ni Ọlọ́run rí?
Saw what?
Kí ni Ọlọ́run rí?
Saw what?
Kí ni Ọlọ́run rí?
To say somebody humbled themselves, what is the meaning?
Kí nígbà tí a bá sọ pé ẹnìkan rí ara wọn sílẹ̀, kí ni ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀?
What is the meaning?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀?
I want you to tell me.
Mo fẹ́ kó o sọ fún mi.
What is the meaning of humble?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ rírí ara ẹni sílẹ̀?
Ó ń yílẹ̀.
Is he running on the ground?
Wọ́n borí kanlẹ̀.
Is he making putting on white garment?
Wọ́n máa ẹ̀ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
The person knew that he is a sinner.
Ó dàpẹ́ tó ń ṣe ọ̀tá.
And he accepted that he is a sinner.
Ó jẹ́wọ́ fún Ọlọ́run.
And he confessed to the Lord.
Ó sọ pé ohun ọ̀dùn dárú ẹ̀ lásàmọ̀.
And decided that he is not going to pay it again. That is what we mean by humbleness.
Tó o bá ń ṣe tí ọ̀dà tó o ti dàpẹ́ tó ń ṣe ọ̀dà kìí ṣe rẹ̀.
If you are engaging yourself in sin and you don't accept it as a sin,
it's
not humbleness.
Alonídìí ni.
You are doing something wrong and you are still claiming that you have a reason for it.
Ya reason. Ṣé o lè ti ń jalè náà ní ìṣòdì rẹ̀?
A thief will have a reason for stealing.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ bá mú o lè ní ìsìn pé kí ló dé tó fi ń jalè?
If you catch a thief and say, "Why are you stealing?"
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá wá sọ̀ di wọn ò fi ilẹ̀.
Ẹ́ tí we have a reason for stealing.
Ó ní ìrìn ọ̀jẹ̀ níwù.
The reason is not genuine.
Idina ko monadoko to.
Humbleness.
Irale.
Principle of reconciliation means.
Awon ona lati ba Olorun laja.
Acknowledge yourself.
Mara re.
Know your sin.
Ma ese re.
Know what bad deeds that you do.
Ma unto se ti ko dara.
Confess it out.
So jade.
And try. Ready to forsake it.
Daraji lati ko sile.
Ready to forsake it.
Setan lati ko sile.
That are the principle.
Eyi ni awon ilana na.
And here they say when God saw them that they humbled themselves.
Nibi ti aka won so pe niba ti Olorun ri pe won re ara won.
The word of the Lord came to the prophet Shemaya.
Oro Olorun wa to woli
Shemaya. Themselves.
What is your answer?
I will not destroy them.
Nitori na ni emi ki yo run won.
I will not destroy them totally.
Emi ki yo run won.
But I will grant them some deliverance.
Sugbo emi o fun won ni igbala die.
This is where I'm going, gan.
Ibi igan ni mo wa lo.
This is where I'm going.
Ibi ti mo lo ni.
Listen, I will grant them some deliverance. Why not total deliverance?
Kile Olorun fun ni igbala patapata.
Why not total deliverance?
Kile Olorun o se igbala won ni
kile. Why not?
Kile de.
God said I will deliver him.
Olorun so pe emi o tun won sile.
Totally.
Sugbo ki se patapata.
I am to know the difference.
Ka le ba mo.
You know there are some many people that they carry sickness to the church.
O mo pe opolopo awon eyin ni won wa sile ijosin pelu aisan.
But God healed them. God healed parts of their sickness.
Olorun ogwo aisan won diesan.
But not totally.
Sugbo ki se gbogbo re.
Why?
Kelede.
Because God know the deep part of your heart.
Tori pe Olorun mo ohun tin be ninu okan re.
God knows.
Olorun mo.
The reason why God say I will deliver some, I will give him some deliverance.
Idi ti Olorun bi so pe e fun ni igbala die.
Because from he doesn't do total restitute.
Tori pe Abraham ko se atunse patapata.
He never.
Ko se.
Look at verse 14.
Eje ka wo ese ikerinla.
Look at verse 14.
Eje wo ese ikerinla.
Second Chronicles 13:14.
Iwe Chronicles
13:14. He did evil.
O si se buburu.
Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord.
Nitori ti ko mura okan re lati wa Oluwa.
He prepare not it well. Just humble.
Lo ta lori ara re sile.
And he do some, he did some correction.
O si se awon atunse kekeke. Sugbo ki se gbogbo re.
That is why God said I will grant him some deliverance.
Idina ti Olorun so pe en fun ni igbala die.
I will never deliver him totally.
Mi o ni fun ni igbala patapata.
He will be a servant of his enemy.
Yo je eru fun awon ota re.
And he will know the difference between my reigning and the reigning of the Gentiles.
Yo si wa mo iyato laarin ijoba temi ati ijoba awon ota.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ma ko wo bo nti oda.
Don't engage yourself in sin.
Awon ikankan mi nbe te eyan ma nse.
There are some things you can engage yourself in.
Olorun ni mo ti dariji o.
And God will say I pardon you.
Mo si ti segun fun.
And I've conquered the world for you.
Ma je ko mo te die die.
But I will let you see.
O le mo ran ti igba to lalafia and to wa pelu mi to se dangajia to lalafia to nlo to se gbogbo e. Oh, I'm not that to semi.
When you are ending, you are okay. You are going against me, but now this thing will make you remember I'm God. That's why I told you in the beginning of this lesson. It's good not to wage war than to wage war and win. It's good not to fall than to fall and rise up again. It's good not to sin at all than to sin and ask for forgiveness of sin.
These are the principles of reconciliation to God.
In the
before I close up my message,
Kinto Pariwasi,
chapter 33 again.
Mun lo si ori iketa le ni ogbon.
33 verse 12 and 13.
Esa ikejila.
And when he was in affliction.
Nigba ti o si wa ninu wahala.
When Manasseh was in affliction.
Nigba ti Manasseh wa ninu wahala.
He besought the Lord his God.
O gba Oluwa Olorun re.
You know the problem some people have.
So ma isoro ti opolopo ni.
Some people will say, Pastor, I don't have rest of mind now. When I have
peace
of mind, I will serve God.
In that situation, God wants you to seek His face. In that
situation, God wants you to seek His face. It was written down here that this man, when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God. And humbled himself greatly before God of his father. He accepted, he agreed that he has committed.
He confessed
and he said, I will never do it again. What is the result?
And
pray unto him. He prayed unto God. And he was entreated of him. And
hear
his supplication. And bring him again to Jerusalem, to his kingdom.
For
I will bring you back to your place. Can you see yourself? Because before I can tell you to rise up.
King goes off of the
see these manners.
Ewo arakunrin ta pe Manasseh.
Rehoboam.
Ewo Rehoboam.
Himself.
What are our sile?
Humbleness first, prayer follow.
Ire are ni sile ni akoko. Adura ni o tele.
That will make prayer or supplication to be accepted.
Ele ni yo mu ki adura tabi ebe wa ko se
igba.
Ire ara ni sile ni akoko.
Prayer follow.
Adura ni yo tele.
Because God has prophesied.
Tori bi Olorun ti so tele.
That if you can humble yourself.
Pe ti o ba le ri ara re sile.
You know your trespassing. You forsake it. And then you pray unto me. That is principle for you to reconcile to me. I will hear from heaven. I will hear your land. I will hear your life. I will hear your family. I will hear your business. Do you want God to turn to you?
So thank you, Lord. What's the door?
You will turn to God first.
You will lock up the door, Lord.
Stand up on your feet.
DJ, Lord, yes, sir.
Forsaking God and its danger.
Kiko Olorun sile ati ewu re.
Forsaking God and its danger.
Kiko Olorun sile ati ewu re.
Can you bend down your head?
Je o le tori re badi.
Can you tell God that I have seen myself?
Je o wa le so fun Olorun pe o ti ri ara re.
Bend down your head and tell God I have seen myself.
Tori re ba ko so fun Olorun pe o ti ri ara re.
Forgive me.
Olorun e dari je
mi. All my sins.
Gbogbo aisedede mi. Olorun e dari je mi.
All my trespasses.
Gbogbo aisedede mi.
Forgive me.
Olorun e dari je mi.
I will never do it again.
Mi se pe
I am praying to the Lord.
Ba Olorun soro.
I will not give you a minute to do this.
Ma fun ni iseju di ola ti se yi. So for Olorun,
don't look here and here, look front, thank God.
I will
never do it again. I will never do it again. I will never do it again. I know my way.
Oluwa mo mo awon na mi. So for Oluwa,
are you stolen? Have you still another person property?
Je wan ji o ime elomiran bi.
Confess it.
Sofo Oluwa.
your attitude,
your
behaviors, your dressing, your behaviors at home, with your wife, with your husband, with your parents,
but in
the place of your work,
confess.
You brothers, confess your life.
Our
rapport is you are going to take a to face Wyatt next year. Prepare yourself by making restitution, right restitute.
Nipa sisi atusi ona re.
I told you the principle of it.
Mo ti so awon ilana na
fun. Thank God. Confess. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I want you to raise up your hand.
He said,
God, deliver me.
Listen. Bummy.
If you hear this word,
you
understand me well. This will make your prayer to be answered well.
You will make
your
prayer to be answered well.
Deliver me from the hand of enemy.
Oluwa ti mi sile kuro lowo ota. Lord, deliver me from the hand of enemy. Lord, deliver me from the king of
kings.
Lord, deliver me from the king of
kings.
Lord, deliver me from the torment of
me.
Lord, deliver me from those that have
hurt me.
Lord, deliver me from the way.
And pray.